Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, A Slice of Life, where we dive deep into the moments that shape us, challenge us, and yes, make us feel truly alive. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're exploring something everyone can relate to, the joy of winning. Whether it's acing that big exam, hitting a personal best, or even just crushing that one goal you've been chasing for months, there's something magical about success and winning, right? We've often been told that winning doesn't matter. But deep down, we all have the urge to win. Sometimes we tend to downplay this desire, but it has been part of us for millions of years. Even monkeys compete with one another. Our brains are wired to feel good when we succeed. We've been taught to see nature as peaceful, but the truth is, our brains are inherently programmed for dominance. Knowing this can help us better control our impulses. If we don't understand how our brains work, it can lead to issues like these. We criticize others for being confident, yet we often deny or justify our own desire to speak up. If we hold back from standing up for ourselves, it can lead to aggression and frustration. Avoiding conflict to seem better than others may also lead to giving in to bullies. In other words, it's helpful to understand that we are rewarded for winning and social dominance with serotonin, a chemical our brains produce. Mammals started living in groups to protect themselves from predators, so they needed a way for strong and weak individuals to coexist. This led to the development of a brain that constantly compares itself to others. If it sees a disadvantage, a hormone called cortisol is released, which causes withdrawal to avoid pain. Actually, animals avoid fighting because they only do it when they think they can win. Now let's talk about oxytocin, a hormone that plays a crucial role in social bonding, building trust, and emotional regulation. It makes us feel safe when we're with trusted group members, family or friends, but when we're separated from our group, oxytocin levels go down and stress hormones are released. While we seek the good feelings that oxytocin brings, our brains aren't designed to release it all the time. Our brain developed the ability to release oxytocin carefully because trusting everyone isn't always good for survival. The belief that humans are naturally peaceful and empathetic is pleasant, but it can lead to expectations that are impossible to meet. If we expect happiness all the time, we may feel something is wrong when we don't feel good. In the past, people worked hard to meet their needs and found joy in simple things like food and social connections, without seeking constant peace. Today we're used to high rewards, which means it takes more to trigger these positive chemicals in our bodies. Everyone faces challenges, and managing our complex brain is not easy. In other words, being a mammal comes with its struggles. Up next,